All right, y'all. What's up? It's your boy Jig. I'm back with another episode here today. And this episode is going to be on the music industry. And I want to discuss what the problem with the music industry is currently. So, as we all know, with our top idols in the music industry currently, they promote a lot of hate. There's a lot of hate promoted in music. Gun violence, violence in general, drug trafficking, and exploiting women and their bodies. This is a very, very real thing. I'm not saying that all music is bad and that it promotes this, but many of our top idols in today's society in the music industry use these methods to get ahead and make money in the music industry. It started back in the day. It's continued. Our parents were raised on a lot of, you know, gangster rap that promoted this kind of behavior. Music has the power to control the human mind, especially depending on how you interpret it. There's literal scientific research behind this, and I want to kind of dive into that. So the scientific study behind music is called musicology, and music can increase focus and concentration on certain tasks, studying tasks and whatnot. Listening to music can increase your attention span, your concentration, your focus. There's different types of music that can affect you in different ways. I've done some research on this. So like lo-fi music has the ability to calm and ease stress and anxiety. And classical music can enhance areas of the brain associated with dopamine secretion, learning, and memory. So secretion is the movement of material from one point to another. It overall activates the brain in general. Your brain processes and interprets information and sound waves in the music you listen to. So this can provide motivation and improve your mood. It can affect emotions as well. So when we listen to music that is violent or hateful or, you know, saddening, it has the ability to cause our moods and our minds to fluctuate. I personally can attest for this. I listen to a lot of music, and if I'm listening to a certain kind of music or a certain genre, or it has, you know, a certain kind of feel to it, it can affect the way I am thinking, feeling, and just my overall being for that day, you know? And I recently started listening to this artist that my dad actually showed me. And his name is Tom McDonald. And he talks about a lot of the issues in the music industry and society and just what's going on, you know, around us in society and with celebrities, with music, with just the whole state of things. And I'm not saying every single point of view he has that I completely agree with, because I would, you know, I think for myself. But I respect a lot of his opinions and a lot of the things that he is saying, and I've agreed with them for a very, very long time. So with the music industry and what we promote and say in our music has a major influence on the youth and the people in the country in general. Tom McDonald, he speaks on the current country issues that we have that are very real and overlooked. And I know that a lot of this stuff is very, very truth. So we need to start being more positive and standing up to the bullcrap that's going on around us. Stop promoting alcohol and drug abuse, violence, gun violence, exploiting women, and just exploiting people in general, you know, undermining people, promoting not positive things in the society, especially to the youth. So, and why I say this is because the youth is we're the future of this country. If we can change what information we take in, and we can change our thought process and how we view certain things, you know, the current status of the country, the world, if we can change how we view what is going on, we have the ability to make the difference we want to see, because us and the youth group, we are the future of this country, you know? And if we want to live free and feel safe at home, in schools, in public, wherever we go, we need to change what we're pushing out into society and what we are influencing the youth with. It's time to take a stand, especially if you are a person of youth in the country right now. The future is in our hands, you know? We hold the power to determine what the country is going to end up looking like. And right now, it's pretty grim. I think it's pretty grim because, as I talked about in my last episode, there's a lot of division amongst individuals. There's a lot of hate, man. I mean, like, let me just talk about the hip-hop industry real quick, because I listen to a lot of rap. I'm not going to lie. I'm trying to listen to more, you know, positive or informational things. And, I mean, here's a good example, like, currently what's going on. Like, let's say, like, I'm sure Chris Brown, Quavo, I'm sure anybody who follows the rap scene or just, you know, listens to music and is indulgent in music, they know about this that is currently going on. So there's currently like a big rap beef in the scene. Like, everyone's jumping into it. Those are just a couple of the names. There's a lot of big names out there, and everyone is dissing each other right now. Everyone is, you know, getting mad and reacting towards each other and spreading hate. And I understand in the rap scene, you know, not tolerating disrespect or letting someone speak down on your name. I completely understand that. Like, stand up for yourself, like I have discussed. But when it comes to, you know, throwing disses, you know, we gotta be able to. When someone disrespects us, we have to be able to take that for what it is. You know, our reaction will really, really determine the outcome of the scenario. So if you fire back disrespect with disrespect, how do you expect to get any sort of respect out of the scenario, right? It's just a continued cycle of disrespect, hating on each other, and then it causes, you know, it causes emotions and problems to stir in the pot, man. And these are things that we need to avoid, because, as I said, this division is very, very not good. And there's so many different ways to, you know, get into the music scene these days. There's, you know, SoundCloud, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music. There's a lot of different music platforms, a lot of different ways for people to put music out there and promote things. And I think that we need more positive influences in the music industry that do not promote hate speech, violence, gun violence, fighting, drug trafficking, exploiting individuals. It's honestly sad, man, because we need to be able to create and build a society that we want to see for ourselves in the future. And right now, me personally, I don't believe that, you know, this is like a very, very safe place for all of, like, for our future kids or our future families to be in. Like, there's a lot going on, you know, like, statistically, like, school shootings are at an all-time high, incarcerations are at an all-time high, There are very big issues in our country. And I mean, I'm still pretty young, touching base on like kids and stuff like that. You know, that's not really even something that's too much of a thought in my mind currently, but like, you know, you never know what the future holds. But what I'm trying to say is just, even if you don't want kids or you just want to be able to go about your day freely and not, a lot of people feel worried and like, that's a sucky feeling. I'm not out here saying like, you should be scared or that you should be watching over your back 24/7, because that is not the case. I don't think anyone should have to live that way. And that's why I'm trying to get out here and say this. We need to be the difference, you know? We need to start being more positive. We need to start thinking a lot. We need to start thinking with more common sense and looking at the bigger picture, you know what I mean? The bigger picture, the whole outcome, you know, of what is to come. Because it is very, 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 very important that we take a stand right now, especially, like I said, the people and the youth, man. If you are, you know, just getting into high school or you are graduating like middle age 20s, pushing like late 20s, we have the power to change the future and the outcome of what is to come for us, you know? And there's a lot of different issues going on. And I mean, it all ties together. This isn't even to do with like government or politics or any of that. It's more just based off of what we want to see the outcome of this world to be, you know. There's a lot of destructive habits that have been formed and regulated and normalized. And I can say this, I can personally attest for this. I was a part of it. I was not in every way, but you know, you gotta be able to really open your mind and, you know, change your perspective if you feel like you are not. This is the best way to put it. I challenge you guys, you know, to think, am I pushing for a greater cause, a greater outcome for the future of our society in general, overall? Am I trying to make this world a better place for people to live in? Am I spreading positivity, kindness, you know, and joy? Because that is a big lack, a very big lack right now. And I listen to music a lot, man. Like, let me tell you, I have a Spotify account. I have a decent amount of liked songs. I've spent a lot of time just kind of sitting by myself or working out, just listening to music and intaking different information, listening to different lyrics and things like that, different beats, different sounds. There's all sorts of stuff, different instruments. And I have found that whenever I listen to something that is, you know, more uplifting or positive or just something that can really help me get tuned into what I'm doing, it makes a difference. I talked about in my first episode when I dropped out, you know, and I used to listen to a lot of, I don't know if you guys are familiar with like the artist like Lil Peep, you know, he's like a sad rap kind of guy, you know, and he talks about drug use and, you know, just being down and stuff like that. And that can really hold you and keep you in a place you don't want to be in. Now, I'm not saying music is going to completely determine how you're feeling or thinking, because if you don't listen to music and then you just, you know, you go about your day, you're not a music kind of person, then it might not affect you in any way or at all. But I know that a lot of younger younger kids, younger adults, we listen to music and all sorts of different types of music. So what I'm trying to say is try and listen to music that you think is going to help you engage and engage in what you're doing, focus, concentrate, and also that, you know, will help promote a happier mindset for you, a better space. Also, just listen to music that you feel like is going to help take you to a better place, a better outcome, you know? I'm not saying that, you know, I could also listen to all sorts of different artists and different types of music as well. And I'm saying that we need to look at the outcome. As I've said that many times in this episode, we got to look at the overall picture, the outcome, what we want to push our future to look like. And we need to kind of realize the different kinds of things that we are promoting in today's society and day and age, you know? And that's real, because we want to create a world worth living in for what is to come for us, then we got to make the change now, you know? And it is never, ever, ever too late to turn back and, you know, make the difference, be the change you want to see, because, you know, like I said, a mistake is a learning lesson. You can learn from a mistake, and you can grow and correct and overcome that. So if continuously making a mistake, then that's just, it's being foolish. And I won't lie, because everything that happens, people do that. I have done that. But there comes a time when you have to just, you know, be like, okay, like, it's time to change my viewpoint, change my thought process, change the outcome of what I want to see. And this is something that I personally am working on, I'm trying to do, and I want to do. So I'm going to continue to do that. I'm going to continue to push for positivity, push for a better future, for the overall picture of the country, the world in general. We gotta stand together. We gotta stand as one. We need to stop dividing, stop pushing hate. We need to learn to accept each other and come together, you know, come together no matter our differences. Music has a big part of this. It's because many, many, many of us listen to music, and what is in the music industry right now, what is causing divisions and causing issues, you know? When we listen to hateful music and we listen to violent music, our brain processes and interprets that information, so it can change your thinking patterns and the way you're viewing things. It is a real thing. You can look it up. I just did some pretty basic research. Just did a couple like fact checks, and yeah, music is a very, very powerful thing. You know, it does have a way of altering the brain and affecting your person.
Nope.
So I just, you know, I want everyone to take that into consideration. Obviously, this is just my personal opinion. I'm not telling anyone you have to agree or disagree. I'm open to all points of view. I just want to say I appreciate y'all for tuning in again. And, you know, your boy, check out. Peace. Have a wonderful day today.